Okay, so we began our new series learning about our thoughts and how they matter and they build mindsets. So that means that our thoughts are not just things up there, but they build mindsets and thinking patterns. So our thoughts really matter. Okay, so there we are exploring 8 building blocks, which will help us to think and act like champions. So our thoughts are not just, they don't just have a mind of their own. They can't just like sit up there and then they're just like do their own thing and then we just act separately. Our thoughts build mindsets and they affect the way that we think, the way that we feel, and the way that we act as well. Last week we studied awareness, which was our first building block, and just being aware about our physical state, our emotional state, situational awareness, spiritual awareness. So aware of everything that's going on around us, everything that's happening in our hearts, and that will then also help us to understand why we're doing things. We understand what's going on all levels and understand ourselves better. So we're more in control of our emotions and our actions. So quickly in your groups, just quickly discuss how your daily devotions went and how the exercises impacted your life this week. So I hope the devotions went well this week. They were very cool, by the way. So today we're going to be learning about our second building block, which is motivation. So motivation is a reason or reasons for acting or behaving in a particular way. And it's a desire or willingness to do something. So like your enthusiasm about something. What makes you do something? What makes you get up? What motivates you to do something? So what keeps you going in life when you are tired and you feel like giving up? When you wake up in the morning and you're just like, oh, I don't feel like getting up. What gets you up? What keeps you going when you're feeling discouraged? What is your motivation? So you can just quickly discuss that. Okay, so it says in Colossians 3, verse 23-24, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. So that verse just really changed my perspective and my willingness to do stuff. Because if I'm working for Jesus, then I want to do it so much more. And I want to do it with greater excellence or a higher standard. It's like the jobs that I do then become a joy because I know that I'm doing it for Christ. Because sometimes it's hard to do it for physical authorities. But if your heart knows that you're doing it for Christ, you have more motivation to do it. Hey, so what does the scripture say about what should motivate us in life? So that verse is quite inspiring. Hey, so the definition of motivation is about knowing why we do what we do, what keeps us moving forward, and what hinders progress so that we can think and act like champions. So if we know why we're doing what we're doing, what keeps us moving forward, and what hinders us, it will help us to think intentionally and think and act like champions. So there are 2 different types of motivations. Some are good and some are bad, and they each have opposites as well. So our first group is internal versus external motivation. So are you motivated from the inside by your own goals and targets and determination? Or do you need someone making sure you get things done, motivated because you have to or you've been told to do something? So obviously internal is much better than external motivation. Our second group is positive versus negative motivation. So are you motivated to be the best you can be, competing against yourself to get better, which is obviously positive? Or are you motivated to beat others and maybe even hurt them, competing against them to be better than them, which is obviously negative? To compete comes from the Greek word kompetia, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, which means to strive together. So it means you bring your best, and I bring my best, and together we have a great experience or a game. So we go hard on all levels. You don't just sit back and say, oh, no, I won't be competitive. You know what? You just win. You know, yeah, it's fine. I'm just so holy and humble. You give it your all, and you do your best, and you go for it, but it's never, ever to hurt someone. So I give my all, and I want to be the best that I can be, but I also want you to be your best. So as I was reading this, I was like, actually, that's pretty cool. And I remembered a quote that I read, which says, their success is not your failure. And often, like, especially as a perfectionist, when someone else succeeds, you immediately feel like you're a failure. So because someone else did something right, you must have failed because you weren't the best or you didn't do that right. And that is such a lie. Other people's successes can actually be our inspiration. And so it's actually a blessing then. It inspires you to a greater level of creativity and it can inspire you to be better. So when you're striving together, you give a little bit of your flavor, they give a little bit of their flavor, and you share your strengths and weaknesses and build each other. So that you then are striving together, inspiring each other to be, for yourself to be better. Not to be better than someone else, but to better yourself. So that is very cool. So we want to be internally, positively motivated people. But how do we work on our motivation? Because it's like wonderful to be like, yeah, I want to be internally, positively motivated. Yes. But it like really helps if we know how we can become this. So our first step is know your why. So I find actions really help me to remember. So everyone say know your why. Point your brain. Know your why. Yeah. So what gets you out of bed? Why do you do what you do? This is your purpose, and it gives you courage to do what you need to do. We should get up every day to win the day. So when you wake up, determine that you're going to win the day. Determine that the challenges and the obstacles that you face in that day, you want to win because you understand why you want to do that. You know why you're doing things. You know what your reason is. And so from the beginning of the day, get up and determine, I'm going to win this day. I'm going to go over those challenges and obstacles because I want to better myself. So I do kickboxing. And this week we had a particularly energetic and tiring session. And we were going for it. It had been like 45 minutes, and we were doing the same exercise over and over and over. And I was just like, my leg cannot lift up here anymore. I felt so exhausted. I was like, I actually can't go on. Like, you know when your muscle cramps and you can't move anymore? It's just like, I can't do this anymore. And in that moment, I was like, why am I doing this? And I remembered why I started kickboxing. I started it to build strength. And I started it because I wanted to build my muscle tone and to get stronger. And so as I remember that, I suddenly had a burst of strength. And I was like, you know what, I can do this. And I was able to encourage other people, you know what, it's actually okay. We've only done this exercise a few times, we can do this. And it's when I understood why I was doing it, I looked beyond this hard exercise class to the strength that I was aiming for beyond that. And then it gave me the strength to carry on with that and to push through because I understood why I was doing something. If you don't understand why, it's just like all you're seeing is this and it's just like, oh my goodness, I can't handle this. But if you understand why, what your goal is, what you're aiming for, then you have so much more motivation to do it. Okay, then our second step is set your goals. So who knows Legolas Greenleaf from Lord of the Rings? Yeah, I think he's pretty cool. Yeah, so this is our action for set your goals. Set your goals. So aim at your target. Archery, yes. I think it's very cool. Sorry, I just really like him, so. Okay, so set your goals. What do you want to accomplish by doing what you are doing? Set some targets so that you know what you want to accomplish on the journey. So I'm a super busy person, but I have found that this has helped me so much. So at the beginning of the week, I set a list of everything that I have to accomplish in that week. And then as the week goes on, I can just tick those things off, and I know exactly what I need to do. I have my goals for the week. So before I did these lists every week, I would just like wander around stressing and I'd be like, I have so much to do. I have to get this done and this done and this done. But I lacked the structure or the goals to achieve all that I needed to do. So I didn't have the structure to support all that I had to do. But now that I set these goals at the beginning of the week, I can tick them off and I know what I need to do and what I need to accomplish it. And I'm able to do that because I know my goals and I know that I need to aim for this here, aim for this here, aim for this here. And I end up getting it all done because I have goals and targets that I've set to accomplish. Then our third step is clarify your vision. So everyone do clarify your vision. Yes. Okay. So how do you want to be remembered by people? How do you want them to remember you? What do you want them to remember about who you are? If you have clear vision, you're going to have clear results. But a fuzzy vision will then have fuzzy results as well. So while we were away, we went on some horse rides, which were amazing. And so obviously after that, there's a lot of horsey talk. And so the subject of blinders came up. So blinders are small leather squares on the side of the horse's eyes, on its bridle, which is the goes around its nose and the reins that you hold. So those blinders block out its peripheral vision, which means it can't see out the side or behind it. And so it blocks out its distractions and things that could panic it. It can then just focus on the road ahead and it can see where it needs to go. And then it isn't distracted or panicked by what's behind it. And so as I was thinking about that, I was like, that's actually pretty cool. And we should actually set those blinders for ourselves as well. clarify our vision and have a goal of who we want to become, who we want to be, what we want to do. And then we understand that, we see that, that's firmly in our sight. We have a clear vision of who we want to be, and that is the blinders that we put on ourselves to block out the other distractions. Because we're very much now people. We live now. We want to do this now. We want to go to that party now. We want to be this person now. But if you look further, how is that going to affect who you are later on? How is that going to affect your lives, the people you associate yourself with? So if you have a clear vision of who you want to be and the person you want to be remembered as, then you will have clear results as well. So how do we work on our motivation? What was this one? What is our first one? Know your why. So understand why you're doing things. What is our second one? Set your goals. Yes. So understand what your goals are so that you can achieve those targets. And the last one is? Clarify our vision so that we know where we're going and we can see that clearly and we aren't distracted by what's on the sides. So when we do these things, we will be motivated from the inside out, motivated positively. So that's pretty cool, hey? 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 says, "Therefore stand firm, let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." So it says, there's nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. So in everything you do, do it fully to the best of your ability, to be the best that you can be, and work at it with your heart to the Lord. So work at it to do it for the Lord. And it says that your labor will never be in vain. So then you never have to get tired because you know that your labor is not in vain. It's not for nothing if your heart is working for the Lord. So our practice for this week, I was very excited when I saw that I got to bring this one. This is very much me. So our practice for the week is called the yearbook exercise. So when the yearbook is printed at the end of your high school career, what do you want it to say about you? So some of you might only get pictures in your yearbook of you, but if there was a write-up, let's say there was a write-up, what would you like it to say about you? When people look back, how do you want them to remember you in high school? Who you grew into and became, the kind of teenager you were. What do you want them to remember when they look back on you? So this week, and there's pages on the table and some pens, we're going to start writing it. So start writing who you want to be. Set those goals and clarify your vision about who you want to be and what you want to be remembered for. So we're going to start writing it now, and then if you don't finish it, then you can take it home and finish it. But once you finish, you're going to post it to the Sunday WhatsApp group and use that to motivate you. Because then it's written down, you see what it is, and you can understand what your goals are. So you can start quickly writing that out, and then we're nearly done. Okay, so our last scripture for today is Joshua 1 verse 9, which is awesome. It says, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So it's so cool. I just love how that verse doesn't leave it as "be strong and courageous," because often, like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm just like, Lord, I'm tired of being strong. Like, I don't feel strong right now. I really actually need to be weak. But it doesn't leave it at "be strong and courageous." It says, "Be strong and courageous, but don't be afraid and don't be discouraged, because the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." So that means wherever you go, whatever you have to make yourself motivated to do, whatever job you have to do, everywhere you go in life, God will be with you. And he is your strength, your courage. He's your peace and the one that can uplift your heart. So what are your next steps? Your next step, the first one is join the WhatsApp group. So there's a sign-up sheet over there, I think. So then you can just put your name and your number there and we'll add you. And then that's very important because then you can post your yearbook entry and also get details. And then the second one is have your devotions, which is also very important. These devotions are awesome. So if you're not on the WhatsApp group or you can't be, there's the printed copies at the back over there, which you can get. But otherwise, they're posted every day on the WhatsApp group. And those are very cool. Like, sometimes it's just the reminder, the encouragement that you need, hey? Like, I don't know about you, but sometimes I get distracted in the week and it's like, I've got to do this, I've got to do this. And then that's just like a reminder, like, actually, this is what I'm focusing on this week. So that's pretty cool. And then the last one is do your exercises. So I think we've had three exercises now this term. So if you've forgotten those, I'm sure the facilitators at your table will remind you of them. But they're very cool. And those exercises, they just help you to build awareness and to have healthier thinking patterns and mindsets. So these exercises are the things that will help you get the most out of this series that you can, to build your mindsets and to think like champions. Okay, and then I just want to pray for you guys, and then we're done. So Lord, I just thank you for the teens. I thank you that it's not by accident that they came here this morning. And I thank you for every heart that is represented in this room, Lord. I just pray for your blessing upon them, and I pray that this week they would feel so motivated. I thank you that you would just show them what their goals are, show them who you want them to become, and I just pray for motivation to become that, Lord. Pray that you would build our thinking skills, help us to think like champions, Lord. And as we leave this room, I just pray that you would go with us, that your spirit would go with us, protecting us, and may we feel your presence with us throughout the week. Pray that you would bring us back safely together again next week, and your blessing upon our Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen. And so then next week, be here because it's building block number 3, which is confidence, which is pretty cool. Confidence is an awesome thing to have. So, yeah. But thank you for being here. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a good Sunday.